This is Tux FM.
If you've just tuned in, we're about to chat to Mr. Leo Dlamini. Mr. Leo Dlamini is a Chief Executive Officer and Principal Office of BestMed Medical Scheme. Mr. Leo Dlamini also holds a BCom in Accounting and Auditing and a Masters of Business Leadership Global Executive Development Program, and this is the GEDP. He's also been an executive for over 15 years in the energy industry and about 2 years in the private healthcare funding industry. Mr. Leo, you have such an extensive resume, but I fear if we go through all of it, we're going to run out of time. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm great. It's great to be on air with you and your show. And good afternoon to all your listeners.
Thank you so much. How has your day been? You know, how are you really also coping through this? You know, it's quite a tricky time right now in South Africa. How are you coping through it?
Isn't it just, I mean, it's tough. It was bad enough that we were in the throes of the third wave, and now we have to deal with some of the unrest, which is really, really unfortunate.
Definitely.
We've been lucky from a BestMed perspective in that we've sort of, because of the COVID, we've done the whole work from home, and we've geared up all our employees to be able to operate from home. So as far as the BestMed family and what we do, there has been really minimum impact of what has been happening in the country, which is, as I said, is very unfortunate.
Yeah, that is quite sad. You know, let's quickly just get into it. You know, I'd also like to know what was your experience of university and what did you study? Because now you're this big, you know, big executive. Oh. You're a big deal, you know. And so I'd like to know what your experience of university was and what exactly did you study?
Yeah. So, I mean, I have to think back quite a while because, you know, given my age, you know, you have to understand it's, you know, it's a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But, varsity was a short answer to what I studied. I did a BCom accounting. But varsity, the experience was really great. I did a four-year degree, and I could easily say that it was the best times of my life. It was an exciting period, but it was a very dynamic environment that was ever changing.
Yeah.
It was really exciting. But like I said, it's been a while since I was in campus.
I definitely understand that. But then now, since it's been a while, do you remember how you dealt with balancing a very difficult qualification? Like you mentioned, you hold a BCom in accounting and auditing. You know, how did you really deal with balancing this difficult qualification, your mental health, your social life, etc.? How did you really go about this?
It's a very interesting question.
But I think
as a young person, I think a lot of young people are not really focused on mental health. They might suffer from mental illness, but they don't necessarily have a direct focus on making sure that their mental health is in the right space. I think what's beneficial for people, certainly people that are at campus, is that the social construct of a university campus, definitely when we're attending classes, not the online studying that we do, the social construct of a campus lends itself to providing those nuggets, those little things that help you create that, to actually find that balance in mental health. What do I mean by that? For instance, your support structures that you have. You've got different communities within a campus. You've got people that, if spirituality is your thing, you always have a group that you can get into. But also campus lends itself to being very active in terms of sports, staying active. If you want to do maybe other board games, there's always societies that sort of lend themselves to doing those things. And then there's obviously the people that you interact with that become your friends, become your mentors, and all of those things. All of those things, just because of the construct of a campus, lend themselves to providing that almost default nurturing space that allows you to achieve the mental health. And obviously the family, the strong family, and it doesn't have to be a parent, doesn't have to be a brother. It can be anybody that becomes sort of the safe space. And sometimes safe spaces are found not only in campus but also, you know, with different family members. So I think it was by default more than anything else. But I think that young people have a responsibility now to actively think about it. We certainly didn't. It just happened because we're lucky because of that
Yeah.
But I think that's how one copes. And of course, you know, doing a tough qualification, the fact that you have, there's 80 others that are doing the same qualification. So there's, you know, strength in numbers. You huddle together and you find solutions and you box through it.
Yeah, that's very important, actually. That's really, really important. Yeah. And I think those words will also definitely help us who are still trying to obtain our degree. Right. And it's such a tough time. So it's very important for us also to kind of take those words and implement them. That's very important. Yeah. You know, I also want to ask you, you know, in another life, what would you have studied? Would you have studied anything else? Anything other than BCom Accounting?
Yeah. I think if I had to go back, I'd probably do the same program, and I'll tell you why. I think just the commercial accounting background in business sort of permeates right across a lot of the disciplines, because all of it ends up with a number. And while the number, and I don't want to overemphasize the accountancy and accounting and financial and commercial aspects, while the numbers permeate across, it is always very important that we don't ignore the other issues, what we typically will then call the softer issues, the HR elements and stuff, because all of it makes up a great organization. But I think the commercial degree for me allows me to enter into spaces, and through the commercial sort of nuancing, you're able to distill the important bits most of the time. But if I absolutely had to choose another program, to probably be in an environment where I interact with a lot of people. Because I just that sort of resonates with my personality, interaction with people.
No, that sounds awesome. That sounds awesome.
Yes.
But it's actually quite interesting that you say that you would actually do the same degree. That's very interesting.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's go into BestMed a little bit. You know, why is BestMed an ongoing support of tax sports and young people? We see back before COVID, when we'd go for, you know, rugby matches, soccer matches, we'd see BestMed all over our stadium.
Yeah.
So I'm very interested to know, you know, why is BestMed such an ongoing supporter of tax sports and also just young people entirely?
It's a great question. You're asking a very good question. Mm. Thanks for that. Allowing me to talk about that specific element. First of all, you might not know this, most people probably won't. 6% of our members are represented by what we call corporates, in other words, organizations.
Mm.
And then the balance, obviously, is individuals, you know, the man on the street that comes up and applies for us. But 6%, which is a huge percent of our numbers. We currently almost at, we represent 209,000 people in the country. Now, when 6% comes from corporates, that becomes a very important aspect. So corporates, by their nature, become a very important thing because it's your bread and butter.
Yeah.
Now, while UP is not the largest of our corporates, it's certainly one of the bigger ones.
Okay.
Right? So UP becomes, by default, an important category of how we do business.
Mm.
That's the first thing. But the second thing is, just because of the mutual respect, but also mutually beneficial relationship we've had with UP over the years. What do I mean by that? First of all, we are relatively exclusive. Sort of the BestMed offering within UP is relatively exclusive.
Yeah.
There's one other scheme that's offered. What does that say to us? It says to us that our offering is very important. The relationship that UP has with us is very important.
Mm.
What that is translated to is we then have a disproportionately larger spend in terms of sponsorship to UP versus some of the other corporates.
Okay.
Let me give you an example. For instance, if there's another, I won't give names because, you know, we don't want to do an ad for other entities.
Yeah.
One of the other entities that sits with 11,000, UP has about over 4,000 members. There's one that is almost twice, two times bigger than UP.
Okay.
That where there's also, instead of just being one of two schemes that are offered to the employees, there's five other or six other schemes.
Mm.
Now, what that says is that our brand is not exclusive to that corporate. It's just one of six. It's you know, there's a sixth of it.
Yeah.
But when you give UP, you then realize that there's actually the brand is taken seriously, and as such, we also take UP seriously. So that's a very important part of it. But then the other aspect, which is also just as important, the UP brand is a huge brand, both in terms of the tech sports, and but also just the varsity, both in terms of academics, but also in the sports athletes space. Huge brand, both locally and internationally. Now, we want to associate with winners. We also want to associate with big brands. You understand, we are the largest open scheme, largest self-administered scheme in South Africa. We're the fourth largest in the country. So it makes natural sense for us to associate with leading brands like UP, Tuck Sports. That's the other reason we associate with it, and we've been partners for a while.
Absolutely.
But also, if you then focus on just two last small little points. If you focus on, if you look at what Tuck Sports is about, it's about young people, youth. That's exactly our target market. We want to get the active people, the young people, into our scheme. So that, of course, we have longevity and sustainability.
Yeah.
So there's alignment in terms of our marketing. And then the last part of it is obviously there's access in terms of the full spectrum of our membership. So you have the varsity kids, you have parents, you have the management of UP, you have staff, you have the wider community of UP. So through that relationship, we're able to have all the touch points and be able to put our brand. So it's a very beneficial relationship for us. It's a relationship we hold dear, and we'll continue to support it.
And I love the part where you said you'd like, you want to associate yourself with winners. I think that's very important. And I love that you're saying UP, you know, and Tux is a winner.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
No, I love that. I absolutely love that. What are three things that you would tell to your younger self?
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Tough one. So if I could go back, I would. So I think varsity, the period in varsity is very transitional, but it's also very formative. I mean, there's different stages of people's lives, but I think what happens and what you do around the area where you're at campus or you're at the age where you are campus attending impacts your life. It really does, to a greater or less extent, but more often than not, the decisions that you make in that time will translate into, you know, whatever form and shape your life takes.
Yeah.
So you gotta be, I would say to myself, just be considered with your decisions, because the decisions you make now will translate into your old self. So that's the first thing. The second part of it is that there's a lot of people you're gonna come across. Unlike your high school local community and that where there's limited interaction, varsity, suddenly all walks of life, different people, different cultures, different everything. And you must realize that people's interactions with you will have an impact on you while you're at varsity, but also some of those people you'll find in the timeline of your life. So you have to be very guarded in who you allow into your space. So that'll be the second thing I tell myself. And then the third thing is to stay true to yourself. Peer pressure is not even worth it. It absolutely isn't. And just dream big and shoot for the stars. Just go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it. Yeah.
That resonates a lot with me because, I mean, I'm young. So, that's definitely advice for myself and other young people that are listening to us right now. Yeah. Are there any, on top of the wisdom that you just shared, you know, is there anything else that, you know, you would like to share to someone who does not presently see the light or the end of that tunnel, you know, who is just consumed by the darkness right now and doesn't really know whether they will make it at the end? Is there any advice that you'd like to share to a young person like that? Any wisdom that you'd like to share?
It goes back to the whole mental health and how prevalent mental illness has become in our society.
Yeah.
Importantly, it's becoming less and less stigmatized. I mean, because there's all sorts of things. There's phobias, there's anxiety, there's paranoia, and they manifest in all sorts of things, you know? So, and I think what's important is, and I'll say this, maybe it sounds, this is what, you know, helps me. Context. if you are studying and it looks like it's all, you know, insurmountable, it's too hard, you failed, it's bleak, just remember that context is everything. In other words, the way you look at a problem is based on your current context, your current circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And as sure as eggs are eggs, context will change. It changes tomorrow, it changes next week, it changes next month. And when context changes, suddenly the problem that you were looking at is not a big problem. So, and if you fast forward, even when you think about your own life, there was a point in time where you thought, oh my God, this is the worst day of my life.
Mm.
If you look at it 2 years on, you actually think, what was that about?
Yeah.
And I can say to every young person, if your studies are overwhelming you, or you feel that your life is not worth living, context is important. You are thinking about your challenges from a context that is limited.
Mm.
Your context will change. In 10, 15 years time, you will laugh about it because your context will have changed so much that you will realize that actually it wasn't as big a deal.
Mm.
So that's what I would say to somebody that's struggling.
I really, really appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is definitely wisdom. Like, I really, really, really appreciated that. This has been an amazing conversation. On a lighter note, would you like to introduce the next song for us?
Yeah, first of all, I'd like to invite all our listeners to keep it locked.
I'd love that, yeah.
On Tux FM.
Absolutely.
Coming up next is a song called Wake Up in the Sky by Gucci Mane, Bruno Mars, and Kodak Black.
Oh, yes. I hope everyone enjoys this one. Absolutely.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Thanks.
I love my life. I love Tux FM.